Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. So I pull into this shithole, off the beaten path, hard living line area, and he's out there, he's chopping wood, you know, he's probably about 38, but he looks like he's 78. Chris with a great comment. I wonder where Jim gets this from. Yeah, exactly. And I get out of the car, and right away he goes, "Man, I'm so glad you're here. This is great." I go, "Hey, buddy, it's the least I could do." And then he says, "I cannot believe Ben said that." And I'm like, holy shit, this is fucking great. I'm off the hook totally. Totally. I go, "I know. What an asshole." Oh, fuck. So I go, "All right, man, well, here you go. It's $500. He goes, "Well, you got to get $500 worth of pumpkins." I go, eh. I'm like, fuck it. But he demanded that. So the car's like listing to one side. There's so many fucking pumpkins in this thing. He filled the vehicle full of pumpkins. Stevie says, "Poor Ben, right under the bus." Exactly. Yes. And then I came back and told him, I go, "Hey, Ben, so everything worked out great. The only thing is you're the one responsible." And we never heard a word about it again. We totally fixed it. I totally fixed it. It was outstanding. It was a great moment, to be sure. And because Gates was all about being a fucking narc. What a bitch, this guy. And that's that. All right, now I'm not telling any more old stories. There is other shit that I want to talk about. All right, but before I get into anything, I have to kick you folks out that are watching this show on Facebook and YouTube. Everything free happens on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Man Bun Chris says, "Tony Gates built that station." Hey, Tony, station sounds great. That's right, baby. It's the way I built it. What a douche. If you want, also, just go to download the Twitch app and search at Eric Zane Live, and you can get the show as it happens. This audio becomes the podcast available on all platforms. You can email me, eric@ericzaneshow.com. If you want to chat, or you have any questions, you want to join Book Club, perhaps you want to join Book Club. Book Club is part of a separate platform on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. In fact, we have a big fraud Wednesday happening tonight with Who Are These Free Beers and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. You can sign up for Patreon for free for 7 days. What are you waiting for? There's so much on Patreon that's worth it. patreon.com/Eric Zane. But I am sending you folks from Facebook and YouTube on your way. There you go. There you go. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. 616-532-6600, ervines.com. That's their website. You can go there and check out all their amazing five-star reviews that they have. They're right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Great location. So if you're on 44th Street, three blocks east of 131 is Stafford. They're right down there. Once you get on Stafford, it's like 150 yards from 44th Street. ervines.com. They have free loaner cars. They have the best coffee machine in the waiting room and terrific staff to help you out. This isn't like, you know, a bunch of grease monkeys working on cars, and then somebody walks into the lobby and they hear ding dong, and they have to go in there and say, yeah, what's going on? Or ass crack hanging out. Now, this is a top level place with the best techs, the best education, continuing education to make them superior, servicing cars, EVs, or hybrids. 616-532-6600. And I know that the multi-talented Megan, who I've known for years now, one of the first sponsors on this incarnation of the podcast, she's been nothing but bullish about working with us here on the show. And she was hanging out with another local business person just yesterday at a business that I have called on in the past. And she was singing the praises of marketing on this podcast and how it's been effective for Irvine's. And that may come back to helping me land a business known as Michigan Moonshine, which has been a growing business on this side of the state, and their products that they've been selling. I remember visiting there and saying, hey, I want you on the podcast, and it did not work out, or whatever, fell through the cracks. I tried a few times, and for whatever reason, it didn't work. People are busy. I get that. But Megan was actually with the guy from that place yesterday. His name is Jay. Megan writes, I'm going to need you to call Jay from Michigan Moonshine. I was just telling him how great of customers we get from you. And then he told me that you guys actually talked during COVID. I said, we did. I remember him. How long have you known him? She said, just met him tonight. I was talking about book club with you. And he goes, oh, my God, I tried to advertise with him and the timing didn't work out. I told Jay it was the best money he would ever spend on advertising. I wrote, why are you so good to me? I love you forever. She says, it was a drinking book club situation. Magical. Call him. I said, I will. I promise. Send me pictures of your tootsies. I did not write that. She wouldn't do that. Megan, pardon me, Rebecca writes, do you take suggestions for businesses to solicit as sponsors? Well, of course. Email me that. In fact, if any of you knows of a friend or family member that has a business, absolutely. That is, you know, that's called a hot lead. I'm not above cold calling. I do it all the time. I mean, that's how I got my friends at Pinball Land was a cold call. A lot of my leads are warm or hot. The multi-talented radio voice Linda, she gave me a hot lead with Werner Roofing, who they are poised to make a comeback on the show. That was a hot lead. Occasionally, I'll have a hot lead directly from the business. Like Megan was a white hot lead back in the day. She had said to me, "Easy, you should call my mom and dad. I'll bet you that they would market." And I went, "Yeah, okay, I will." And then I didn't. And then I ran into her again at a benefit we did for Kids Food Basket. We were all together, like, making those sack lunches. And she goes, "Have you called yet? You have to." I go, "All right, I will." And I did, and the rest is history. It was those moments, because when I started this podcast, I had the hot lead of Big Dick Donnie Veltman at Back Alley Comedy Club, which has gone belly up. So right away, I got Big Dick Donnie. I got TC Paintball back and Irvine's. And those three sponsors right away, that convinced me from the date I started. That would be January 4th was my first podcast to January 11th. I got those three sponsors. I take it back. Megan was a little bit after that. But anyway, those two for sure was enough to convince me that I was going to sell this and make a living out of it. And it'll be 7 years on January 4. January 6. Yes. January 4 was when I got fired from BBL. That's my fireversary. Tyler says, "Sounds like Megan gets a finder's fee to me." It's not a bad idea. If you get me a business, I will send you a selfie. While I'm at it, Frank Fuss. I think Frank is now in touch with Becca Shea / Becca. This is what my day was like yesterday. At the end of yesterday's podcast, Becca Shea said, "I've reached out to Frank and I haven't heard back." I need to get exactly what she said, because I took the information she gave me and immediately got it wrong. She wrote, "I tried three times to get a hold of Frank and he still hasn't called me." Now, when I read that, in my mind, I filled in the blanks that she had called him three times. Doesn't matter, really. She still tried to get a hold of him three times and had not heard back. So I reached out to Frank. "Hey, buddy. I have an audience member that's called you three times." Erroneous, I know. "And hasn't reached out, and you haven't reached back. What's going on?" And he goes, "Well, I just checked my call logs. I don't see this name." I go, and I said Rebecca's full name. And he goes, "I just talked to my assistant, Isaac. We don't have any record of this." So I'm like, okay, well, it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, she needs you. So I'm going to introduce, and he's in the Bahamas. Frank is in the Bahamas right now. I go, "Give me Isaac's email and she can talk to him directly." And I did like an introduction. "Isaac, Rebecca, Rebecca, Isaac, here you go." And then Rebecca said, "No, I didn't." I was emailing her too, just her and I. She goes, no, "I didn't say I called him. I just said I reached out to him." And I guess it was email or something like that. It was all fucked up is what it was. So I am going to give myself 5 to 10% of responsibility on the confusion. I'm going to give Frank 0% on the confusion. And then Rebecca gets 95 to 90% on the confusion. It is nearly all Rebecca's fault, is what I'm telling you. But that could change. That could change. And the reason why I say that is, okay, I have said 8 billion times, go to buyinsurancehere.com to reach out to Frank. Now, this is buyinsurancehere.com. By the way, Jeremy reached out and he said that, you know, like he had insurance by the end of the day yesterday. Isaac got him. Jeremy went to request a quote. And when you go to this page, buyinsurancehere.com, you put your name, your email address, your phone number, type of insurance needed, your address, tell me about your situation, date of birth, how did you hear about me, Eric Zane, how do you prefer to be contacted? And then you hit submit. Now, that's it. That's what I've told you to do. I don't know. Rebecca said she emailed. This might be an email, but it's not. It's a form on buyinsurancehere.com. So until I hear from Becca Shea as to what happened there, I am going to blame this solely on the fact that she's a girl. I mean, Jeremy followed the instructions. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. By the end of the day, he had insurance. And then Becca Shea heard what I said and did the opposite. She probably sent an email to Frank Furter and not Frank Fuss. That's probably what happened. Some guy named Frank Furter has an email saying, contact me. Guilty until proven innocent on this show. Congrats to Jeremy for getting your health care. And Becca Shea did not follow the assignment that the professor gave out in class, which is go to buyinsurancehere.com. Jeremy needed insurance, okay? And because he just started a new job, so he needs kind of like a gap policy, and he got it by the end of the day because he's brilliant. He went to buyinsurancehere.com. Patrick is here. He says, I use that form, and Frank reached out later that day. So what I'm getting here is the men got it down. Guys rule, girls drool. I hate to go down this road, but it's true. Way to go, dudes. Another satisfied customer in Jeremy. And checking with Pooh Bear about Madison.
Hello.
Hey, I'm podcasting.
Hi.
Are you at home?
Yeah. I sent you a text.
I know, but I'm busy. I don't look at that.
Yeah, I'm home. I'm just resting because I did not sleep at all last night because...
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Mm-hmm. So is Madison home now or is she in the hospital for months?
No, she's not quite home yet. I just left because Ash is just going to bring her home.
Oh, she actually is there.
Yeah. They're still waiting. Evidently, they lost her urine sample, so they had to do a new one.
They lost it?
Yeah, I don't know how that happens. But
maybe somebody drank it.
Okay.
Megan says you guys need to get something called Zofran.
Maddie has that. She just ran out. She just happened to run out, so she has to get a new prescription.
Megan adds plot twist. She's pregnant.
Yeah, right.
All right.
No. Okay.
All right. I love you.
Love you too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Becca Shea has checked in. She says, I filled out the form and nobody got back to me. I did it 3 times. Jeremy wrote, this sounds like a standard case of women not listening to directions. Okay. Now, I can't go so far as to say that Rebecca is a liar. If she said she filled it out and nobody got back to her and she did it 3 times, then I believe that. But, and I don't think you're lying. I know you enough to know that you would not lie. I do not think that. However, is it possible that you did something wrong, or you're dumb. It's okay. Either they just missed it, A. B, they don't like you. C, you did it wrong. Or D, you're dumb. We would have to say that they missed it then, because they would, but they would have missed it three times. Rebecca says, maybe Frank hates women and didn't want to respond. Notice that the only people who received quick responses were men. All right, well, there are two men. Well, yeah, there was Becca Shea, and there was Jeremy. I'm sorry, there was Jeremy, there was Patrick. And when I was 1099, I also filled the form out, and you needed to text us together for him to get. Oh, okay. So it didn't quite work for you. It didn't quite work for Man Bun Chris. So that theory is shitty. Matt says he responded to me the same day. Man Bun Chris also adds, I think he doesn't. He just doesn't reply to people who like Taylor Swift. Megan says, maybe he's one of those guys that doesn't think women should make decisions. Tyler says, we need to experiment. We need one man and one woman to fill out this form today and compare response times. I can't get behind that idea. Megan says, I'll do it now. Please don't do that. Let's just talk about it and laugh about it. Okay, if that's true, I would be so disheartened. Chris writes, my ex-girlfriend got insurance through Frank in one day. It's great insurance. She went through breast cancer and barely paid a thing. Jeremy says, we can't waste Isaac's time. Well, look, let me back up, though, Rebecca. You never weighed in. I went ahead and introduced you to Isaac. Did anything? I mean, are you on the same page now, or do you not need the services now? Have you moved on? I mean, I actually need that update. I'm getting the request to call Frank now. I am going to call Frank right now.
My Policy Shop, the insurance agency for health, Medicare, life, and retirement happiness. All calls are recorded for quality and compliance. Please press 1 to be connected to your favorite insurance agent, or 2 if you just need to leave us a message. If we are unable to immediately take your call...
Hang on a second here. I think that's not what I want. Becca Shea says, I made contact with Isaac. He's checking in on some things, so thank you for the help. You're welcome. Trying to get Frank. He's in the Bahamas. He's probably drunk. Ah, shit. All right, it's not going to work.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Chris says, ask him how the gun show is going on. Well, he's at the Bahamas. Frank is jacked. The dude's pipes are huge. He's one of these grizzled old man strength, not an ounce of fat on him. Ugh. Wouldn't surprise me if there's some chicks on the beach massaging his feet. Tyler says Frank is intimidated by Becca Shea's guns. No, you got your Rebecca's mixed up. Rebecca S. is Becca Shea. Miss Twat-a-Lot is the power lifter. That's that Rebecca. You ding dong. All right. How did we get on that? Well, I guess I was talking about reaching out to Frank. Thank you to Oakland Auto Detail. Could you do me this solid? On Facebook, would you look up Oakland Auto Detail, three words, Oakland Auto Detail right now, and like and follow them on Facebook? Okay? And if you need your car to look absolutely perfect like the day you bought it, reach out to Oakland Auto Detail in West Michigan. Their number is 616-510-3470. 616-510-3470. When you go there, there's a series of videos that they have up on the page. One in particular stood out to me that I'd like to check out. The 1998 Suburban that Eric Powie from Oakland Auto Detail owns. He's got this old-ass sled. He went ahead and raced it at the drag races, the local drag strip. Wife, let me drag race our 1998 land yacht. Haters will say quarter mile time was driver error. I love this video. Here we go.
Yeah, you need to pay.
Shoot.
I'm sorry.
That's Eric Powie. Okay, he's lining up. There he goes. Okay, he did the quarter mile in 17 seconds. His reaction time, I think, was 0.69.
I'm sorry.
Let's roll.
131 dragway. I want to go there. There you go. Oakland Auto Detail. They will detail your car for you and get it looking as good as new. Great follow on Facebook. A lot of fun of him. Before and after pics like this. This is, gives you an idea of what the ceramic coating does to the vehicle. To the right, is it restored after the ceramic coating? To the left is all the scratches that the surface has, and it just looks dull and dingy. And that's how it looks when he gets done. That is a sweet truck. That's a old school Silverado. Not as old as mine, but it's old.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Old. Damn, that thing looks good. Outstanding job at Oakland Auto Detail. Man Bun Chris says, I gave him 5 stars and hoping to see them this fall during the Google ratings war a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, good times. Good times. The old Google ratings war. What a crock of shit that was. Okay. I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be back with more. Bob says, that's not old school. That's 08 to 13, that pickup. That's not considered old school? That's a, if it were an 08, that's a 17-year-old vehicle, right? That's old school. What is it, new? Yes, it's old school. If it's making you feel old, that's too bad. Okay, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. Bob says, yours is barely old school, and it's the body right before that one. OBS is old school, hence being called old body style. Whatever. We need to get into the story. Some local lady who is the librarian at one of the schools. This is on the heels of, remember all the, during COVID, all the patriots were rallying the troops and doing stupid shit. And one of the things that was stuck in the Patriots' craw was the books for the gay kids in the school library. They'd always been there, but, you know, some liberty lover found it, and that now every community has a liberty lover that rushes in and says, we got to save the children from porno. We got to save the children from drag queens. And this particular librarian says that this one liberty-loving bitch accused her of being a pedophile and grooming kids. Like, and her job literally is just, hey, you want to check out the book? All right, yeah. This is fucking librarian. And it's been nonstop for this chick for considerable time. So she is now suing. The librarian is suing this local bitch.
A school librarian is suing a parent of a conservative group after she claims the fight for book banning has gone too far. Earlier this month, a Kent County judge denied a request from the defense to toss the case out. Today, we sat down with that librarian.
By the way, I apologize if the volume is low, but it's the best I could do.
She tells News 8's Megan Bunchman about her years of alleged hardship and harassment, all because of one parent.
Good evening, Brian. Libraries have become a political battleground.
Did she say libraries? And again, it looks like she just got done doing CrossFit and then they turned on the camera.
Good evening, Brian. Libraries have become a...
I think she said libraries, but it was a little smished. It sounded like libraries.
Political battleground across the nation over the past couple of years. But when politics allegedly turns personal in this small West Michigan community, a school librarian said she had no other choice.
If I'm the news director, I go, Megan, we got to talk. You have a lot of boogers in your nose. You have a stuffed up nose. We're going to have to do some type of procedure to make it so you
stop sounding like this. We cannot have you talking through your nose.
What the hell is going on there?
Over the past couple of years, but when politics allegedly turns personal in this small West Michigan community, A school librarian said she had no other choice but to sue.
Thank you, Megan.
Do you feel safe?
I don't. I really don't.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I wish I could say that I did, but yeah, I don't.
She's upset.
It's been a long 5 years for Lowell Library Media Director Christine Beechler.
I received a death threat and several threats of harm, and so that's made me very fearful to go to work at times. This has been a great addition to be able to have all the books displayed.
As the school librarian has found herself in the national spotlight, not by choice, but by force, after she says a school parent allegedly started a smear campaign against her.
Rather than sexually grooming our children in school, how about we groom them to be upstanding citizens who are accountable, responsible, respectful?
That's the voice of Stephanie Boone at a Lowell Area Schools Board of Education meeting. Boone's been a constant conservative voice in the district as she pushes for book censorship.
Gone are the days of denying the existence of sexually explicit material in our schools.
They can come in and they'll be working in a group.
Beechler is now suing Boone for invasion of privacy and intentional infliction of emotional distress after she claims Boone posted countless social media texts and videos over the past several years, calling Beechler a, quote, smut-peddling media specialist, groomer, and pedophile.
They're accusing me of criminal activity.
You can't do that online on Facebook. You can't just go and that type of smear campaign. Now, I mean, if you zoomed in on a person's nose and posted that picture, that's one thing. You know, if somebody said something terrible about you, and then you went to their Facebook profile, and then you you zoomed in on their fat gut. Entirely different. Calling someone a pedophile on Facebook is a problem. Anything that I other than that, though, is fair game.
They're making accusations that I am abusing children, and that is not right.
Court documents state those posts have gone viral, with one specific video with texts that ask about the alleged school porn section collecting more than 1 million views.
I remember that video. She walked in and goes, "Hey, which way to the porno?" This mom, this liberty-loving mom, did, which I thought it was a funny-ass video, actually. Which way to the porno section? I would have said, over here!
The accusations that have been made against me are just they're not even decent. I mean, they're absolutely horrific things that people have said.
News 8 reached out to Boone and her lawyer several times for an interview request, but I was denied.
Oh,
Beechler says that of the school's 75,000 books in total, two have been challenged, both of which were then read and reviewed by a committee and the school board, with both groups voting to retain those titles.
Yeah, so that's not even her concern. The school board read it. School board read it. One of them, I can guarantee you, was Gender Queer, which that book is awesome. Okay, that's a great, great book, especially the part when the one kid puts a dildo in his or her mouth. You don't know the gender.
12.
That actually is true.
We reached out to Stephanie Boone and her attorney one more time yesterday. They declined our request for interview. Brian.
You know, I mean, if I'm a mom or a dad, let's say Jim came home with that book, Gender Queer. He's like, "Dad, look at this." You know, I might only laugh for 10 minutes if I saw that. I'd have been like, "Go get more books like this. This is hysterical." Donut Dan says, "Don't spoil the book for us." Easy. Jeez. I don't know. I thought there'd be more fireworks in that story. Let's see. This is the book, Gender Queer. I'm trying to get to the dildo scene. I'm scanning. I can't. Gender Queer. Strap on. Okay, this is the one, I think. Yes, this is actually in that book. Ah, fuck. Right there. there's something going on here. That is, you could go into that school right now and get that book. That's awesome. We need more of that in the schools. All right. In that panel, the one kid doesn't like it. I don't know if it's a kid, but it says, this is the visual I've been picturing, but I can't feel anything. This was much hotter when it was only in my imagination. And then the one person says, hey, Z, let's try something else. And Z's like, of course. Everything we did today was a good experience, but now I've had sex a few times. I'm not sure I really need any more. Trying to get off in front of someone is kind of weird, this person says. I think when I do orgasm, it's not because of my body, but in spite of it. Okay, so there's a lot going on there. We need that in the school. I say we need it, that we need it, but not like illustrated like this. We need actually real, like a movie. That's what we need in the schools. Nakua says, let's try something else. LMAO. Next up, anal. Tyler, I think I read this. Tyler says, next book club book. Yeah. If I'm the kid, all right, the son or daughter of liberty-loving mom, I'm like, look it. You wrecked it. We had something good. All the kids love taking this book out and laughing at it. And now you have destroyed it. And everybody hates you. And the fun is over. The author of that book, Gender Queer, is now like a multimillionaire. All of the attention for this book, it's you can't keep it on the shelves now. Everybody's buying it. That is Maya, a memoir by Maya Kobabe, K-O-B-A-B-E, or Kobabe, I don't know. She's a billionaire now. Everywhere she goes, she's just got money falling out of her pockets because the Liberty Lovers put so much attention on it. I've got like five copies of this. I give it out to people. Everybody has copies of Gender Queer now. It is like the most read book in America because all of the attention to it. All right. Moving on. This local lady was, I guess she was locked up, beaten, and sexually assaulted for days. And she came running out of the house and ran to the neighbor's house and said, I need help. Help me. I've been locked away and I've been abused. And so he's got this woman in his house, his next door neighbor. He's like, what the fuck? But he helped her. And now the story is being told. This happened on the wrong side of the hard living line in a community known as Allegan County. Some of you are actually enjoying this show right now in Allegan County. There is a lot of animals that lives there, so this is no surprise. And the poor woman was like blind too.
Locked up, almost naked, beaten, screamed at, strangled, sexually assaulted. This went on for days. Rachel Finko is a partially blind woman who was able to escape before she thought it would be too late, a victim of domestic violence. Many women fear no one will believe them, but in this case, there was powerful evidence to back up her story. And I do want to warn you, this may be hard to watch and triggering for some.
Yeah, and so like if anybody's ever been in that type of relationship, you'll be like, oh God, it's all these bad feelings are going to come flooding back.
To know that two houses down from you, something that atrocious could be happening, it breaks your heart.
Oh, please stop. I can't hurt anymore.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen a video like that.
That's the judge. I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen a video like that.
And I've been doing criminal justice work for almost 43 years.
You can't hurt anymore, huh?
Please stop.
Rachel thought he was going to kill her.
But on a cold January afternoon in 2023, Rachel Finkel found her way out of this Allegan County home. With only her underwear on, Rachel jumped out of a broken window in the laundry room.
Run for your boys, run for you, run. And I just did, I started running. I smelled debris on the ground and I picked my feet up and I didn't know where I was going.
And all of a sudden we heard a very loud bang on our front door.
Rachel ended up at Eric Towne's home, just two houses down the road.
Instantly grabbed my kids, told them go upstairs, I don't know what's going on.
Town says Rachel made her way in yelling.
I need help. I've been held hostage. I've been beaten. I've been sexually assaulted. I need help. And I'm going to get a little emotional. It was very scary at that moment.
Help soon arrived. Detective Janelle Haggerty was called in to listen to Rachel's story.
I mean, you could see the wheels turning in her head like she was just reeling.
Okay, now, my first thought is Allegan County. So this community is full of shit. So, you know, who knows what you're going to get when you're talking to the cops there. They're probably going to say, yeah, you're making it all up. Go home.
With everything that she had gone through.
Where are you going, Rachel?
I don't care.
What happened inside this home?
Oh, you're lying.
Haggerty would not only hear it from Rachel, but she would see it.
On the one occasion, it's like a gift that we don't hardly ever see.
Rachel recorded audio on her phone of the abuse. She wrote in her journal about what happened, and her then boyfriend, Brian Chatterton, had cameras inside his home.
But to have the video with it, I mean, he used that video to control her, to make sure he knew where she was
within
the house when he was not home.
I guess she's one of the Allegan County detectives that's not retarded.
And to find that and realize that we had that, and then we were able to sync up the audio from her phone.
Deputies did not release the video, but you can hear how violent it got at times.
Why are you lying? Rachel!
I'm not.
Answer the question!
I'm not.
Why are you lying?
Please stop!
I was terrified.
I'm speaking with Rachel over the phone. She's in prison for drugs, something she struggled with.
Great.
Rachel tells me the abuse went on and off for years. She left and moved back in late 2022. This time it got really bad, and for 4 days.
You would let her wear clothing. You locked her from out in the house from the outside in a padlock in the front door.
He had a chair just in the kitchen area. He would berate her constantly. He would constantly call out her name. He would get into her face. He would scream in her face, scream in her ear.
Sounds like a typical former Zaniac husband-wife relationship. God, I fucked that up.
You could see it appears as though he was spitting on her. He would backhand her. He would punch her. He would pick her up by her hair and throw her.
Rachel's mom.
Total devastation. A lot of guilt. Why wasn't I there to save her? This is my daughter.
In total shock during the trial, when hearing and seeing everything that happened to her daughter.
Oh, my God. Why didn't you tell me?
Mr. Chatterton, you're here for sentencing today.
In late January, Chatterton was sentenced to between 24 and 40 years in prison.
You can be the nicest person in the planet to everybody else in your environment because you don't need to use power of control on them. You want to use power control on your significant other.
I have forgiven Brian. I'm forgiving you, Brian. I just want this to be over with. You to be out.
You know, it's crazy when she's testifying from prison, chick, and she looks a million times better now in prison.
My life did not have to worry or be scared about anything anymore.
In early June, I went to the Women's Huron Valley Correctional Facility in Ypsilanti to see Rachel in person. I wasn't allowed to bring a camera in. She appeared to be doing well. Rachel is looking forward to getting out in a few months. She wants to continue the healing process so she can help other women.
To support other women, and that's all I want to do is give back to my community.
For Rachel's mom, who lives in Traverse City, she has regrets.
Yeah, I wish I would have gone down there and just checked on her, you know, to see. what was going on.
But her message for other families.
You know, alarms can be set off. You know, if you notice something different,
right?
You know, try to find an answer.
Please stop.
No.
Please.
No.
It's a crime that some people say they will never forget.
I think about it every time I walk by that house.
That video will be forever seared in my brain.
For Detective Haggerty.
No, it's a win. Not for me, but for Rachel. It was a win for Rachel. I mean, it just validates her story.
She hopes Rachel will continue on the path of healing.
There's help out there. They just have to be guided in the direction to find it and then have the bravery to follow through with it.
You tried to destroy me, and you know what? You didn't. You did not break my will.
Yeah, she looks hot there.
One thing you did not do was break my will.
She might be clean.
Detective
now.
Haggerty tells me domestic violence has been going up the last few years in Allegan County, and drugs and alcohol play a big factor in these situations.
Yeah, Allegan
Ottawa
County,
didn't have specific numbers, but I'm told a big percentage of the calls involved domestic violence. And in Kent County, you can see the numbers going back up. This is for domestic assault reports. Now, I spoke with domestic violence advocates and a survivor helping other victims. We had a more than 20-minute conversation. You can see that on Wood TV Plus at 7:30 tomorrow night.
Okay, good work. No complaints about that. And then if you're the guy, if you're that dude, that fucking pipsqueak that was treating her like that, oh, he's going to get, oh, my God, so much dick. Ugh. Tyler says it's not often prison makes someone look more bangable. What an upset. Yeah, she was cute. Maybe she got clean, you know, if she gets in prison and then, you know, she doesn't have access to the drugs and is able to turn it around. Going back to the genderqueer book, Tyler says, is that the vag slime book? Yes, it is. It is the vag slime book. That is true. Tyler says, I know an Allegan County detective can confirm he is retarded. Okay, so you never know what you're going to get. Typical police response to this woman would be to have sex with her instead of actually to protect her. It's good, though, that they got the right people involved to help this lady turn it around, you know, and now she's going to get out of jail. Hopefully she won't relapse. It's not easy. Hopefully mom takes care of her. All right. Thank you, as always, to my sponsors. We'll get to the asshole of the day next. I have a feeling I know who it is, but if you have a suggestion on asshole of the day, by all means, leave it in the chat. There's racing this weekend at Berlin Raceway. You can get tickets at berlinraceway.com. They're $15 up until 11:59 tomorrow. 15 and under, free. Parking, free. Bring in all your snacks in a 12-by-18 bag or cooler or smaller. All of your drinks, no alcohol, no glass. And coming up August 23rd, the first ever edition of Eric Zane, Uninformed Racetrack Announcer. I'll be doing play-by-play, if you will, of one of the races at the track on August 23rd, and it's going to be totally embarrassing. BerlinRaceway.com. King's Room Barbershop. Get your haircut there. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming. The website is kingsroom.net, and a haircut will set you back $21 plus tip. Go there. It's a place for guys to get their hair cut or chicks who like short hair at King's Room Barbershop. If you want to sell a home in West Michigan, call upon Adam Kasari, 616-914-4061, or follow him on Facebook. Adam, A-D-A-M, Kasari, C-A-S-A-R-I. Call or text 616-914-4061. Hey, Adam, I want to sell my home. EZ talks about you on the show. Finally, TC Paintball. Paintball War number 25, the September slaughter, happened Saturday, September 6th, pardon me. Reach out. Is that? Oh, no. Shit. Yeah, we did schedule the Paintball War for September 6th, and I just got confirmation that there's going to be the reunion of Waylon on September 6th. That might make things more interesting. Anyway, TC Paintball, book your event at tcpaintballgr.com. tcpaintballgr.com. Book an event for you, for workplace, team building, kids in the neighborhood, you name it. All at TC Paintball. The asshole of the day today. It's between liberty-loving mom and Allegan County spousal abuser. Gonna have to go with the Allegan County creep. Liberty loving mom's a scumbag, but it's just not the same. That's who gets the asshole of the day on this, the 13th of August, 2025 of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I can't thank you enough. You folks are the best. That's gonna do it for me. Till next time, have a good one. Talk to you on the Patreon. Bye-bye.